what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing Adioye Jr., I go online, I find a top 10 list, and I bring it back to Barrett Courtney on the ones and twos because Tim is out. We judge it for your amusement.
Your amusement.
Barrett, I love when you stand up. It's such a goofy looking shot. It's so ridiculous. Like, what meme do you look like right now?
I don't know.
I think it's the, what's his name? Dude that was in The Vampire in Twilight.
Oh, Edward?
Edward. Remember that meme where he was just in the kitchen? They caught him lacking?
Oh.
I think that's the energy you're giving. Where it's just like...
I'm trying to recreate that pose.
Because I think he was also holding something. Like, he was holding his dinner or something. Yeah, that's the exact pose. That's the exact pose right there. I love it. It's fantastic.
This is great for audio content.
It's great for audio content. Of course, it is Meme Barrett. Tim's gone. But because of that, we get to kick it and do a very fun list. The type of list I wouldn't get to do with Tim, but because Barrett's here. Because
he's an old man.
You got me and Barrett, the younger millennials. I think you're a millennial. Yeah, you're in the same gen as me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think
you're
only
a year older than me, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think I'm 3 years off from being a Gen Z, so I think that makes us young millennials. Barrett, me and you both grew up with Flash games.
Hell yeah, we did.
And we both grew up with Cartoon Network. And I got a list here from Nicholas Davis from The Gamer. 13 old Cartoon Network games that ooze nostalgia.
Now, here's the first problem with the list already. 13 old Cartoon Network games that ooze nostalgia. What is the goal of this list? Are we just like, hey, remember this game? Is that all we're doing here? Going to rank them? Because
This is like Member Berries type stuff where it is, hey, we're just hanging out and getting nostalgic.
Don't be a coward, rank them, you know?
I assume once we get into this, I would be disappointed if they're not ranked. But also, I'm with it either way. Like, I am down to just go through a list of 13 Cartoon Network games. Because, honestly, as I sit here, I know that I spent a large amount of time playing Flash games as a kid, but playing Flash games specifically on CartoonNetwork.com.
Yep.
And I know I've probably played at least 13 of them, but I couldn't list them all out, right? Like, the ones I remember are Teen Titans. The Teen Titans Battle Blitz.
Oh, the fighting game.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is my number. If this is ranked, that's my number one.
That's up there. There's also the Ed, Edd, and Eddie, it wasn't Beyblade, but they had spinning top in that universe. And so there was a spinning top game that you could play in Ed, Edd, and Eddie.
See, I don't remember that one. I do remember multiple Ed, Edd, and Eddie ones, though.
See, that was the only one I remember. And then it gets tough because I feel like I'm also remembering some Nickelodeon Flash games as well. But it's not what we're talking about today.
Yeah, with Ed, Edd, and Eddie. So you said an Ed, Edd, and Eddie top game.
Yeah, like a spinning top
game. I can't remember if it was a food fight or a pillow fight. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Food fight does sound familiar.
I think Ed, Edd, and Eddy had a food fight, and then Powerpuff Girls had a pillow fight game.
That I'm less familiar with. I do remember a Powerpuff Girls game, though. And I can't quite remember what that was about. There was also...
I will say every major show on Cartoon Network had multiple games. You mentioned the Powerpuff Girl game, and now that I say it out loud, I'm pretty sure there was a pillow fight one, but there was also definitely a fighting a kaiju one. I remember being in a giant robot, a giant Powerpuff Girl robot.
See, I remember
giant
Dexter's
monsters.
Lab giant robot game, but now I'm starting to doubt if that was actually a Flash game or if that was an actual PC game that I owned. There's also the classic cartoon Summer Jam or whatever, which was essentially kind of a point and click adventure game where it's you played as random characters that I don't know if they were officially from anything, or they might have been. I think the whole thing was that you played as characters from failed cartoons, and the whole idea was that you're hanging out on this summer island resort where all of the other cartoon network characters were hanging out, and you'd have to complete quests for them, and then it was four episodes, and at the end of each episode an event would happen, and so each episode was about you trying to make sure the event happened. I remember one of them ended with a dance party thing. And that one was a classic for sure.
I don't remember what the thing was, but I do remember a Kids Next Door Flash game that was pretty huge in my elementary school.
Oh, shit. There was one where you could make your own kid. I'm pretty sure. Like, you can make your own, like, if you were an agent.
Yeah.
You can make that.
I remember collecting, like, a weapon or something. Like, maybe it was a shoot-em-up style game, or maybe it was, like, a beat-em-up style thing. But I remember
fighting.
I remember fighting in the kids next door.
Like, universe. I remember, yeah. like, fighting the toilet paper guy. There's like,
yeah, okay. That sounds right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just typing down kids next door. So more I'll throw at you. Mm. Billy and Mandy had a pretty fun beat 'em up, and this is what I want to talk about
yes!
when it comes to the Cartoon Network games.
Okay,
is that like Cartoon Network Flash games and Flash games in general?
They were better than they deserved.
They were better than you probably even remember, because I'm sure most of us are like, oh yeah, they're all trash, right? But like. So many Flash games introduced me to different genres of games that I would not have been familiar with otherwise, right? Like, I'm pretty sure there was, like, a Captain Planet Cartoon Network Flash game that introduced me to, like, strategy-type gameplay I would not have, like, gotten into otherwise. Yeah, like, the Billy and Mandy one was definitely, like, a big beat-em-up style game.
Yeah, I remember, like, fucking up, like, pumpkin heads and stuff.
I remember specifically, like, not wanting to lose out on the scythe, because the scythe was the best item.
Yo, yes.
I remember being like, get the scythe. I remember,
bro, this is taking me back to like
fourth grade computer lab.
Being in my basement in like Ohio, like playing, because like the basement was kind of like was like our lounge area. So that was where like the entertainment center was. That's where the computer was and all this stuff. And I like, it's just taking me back to this like day and age where like, yeah, I would like play Billy and Mandy, the Flash game, and it was super fun. And then I'd go over and play like Bully. On like the PS2 and shit like
See,
that.
See, I just remember like our free period, because of course we went to school in the Midwest, and what does it do in the winter in Midwest? It fucking snows.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, you don't go outside for recess because these kids don't want to like freeze their ass off, and you stay inside and you play board games, or you go on the like the one or two computers that are in the classroom and you take turns.
See, like so many people have stories like that, but like our computer classrooms never had that like pull for us. We would always just kind of like just hang out. I don't have as many memories of like actually playing. Like,
really,
we had a computer lab, and there we would fuck around in instead of listening to whoever's teaching us how to use computers, because we're fucking kids who were raised in this day and age. Like, we knew how to use computers already.
Yeah.
So we were just like fucking around and looking up our own stuff. But in like the actual classroom, if we were hanging out there during lunch, like it was like we were just kind of hanging out.
See, we had a computer lab that we used, but then like in our classroom, it was once I got into the older grades. So like fourth and fifth grade in particular. And I think it might have actually.
Oh, yeah. Like, I even remember in middle school, like we had a computer in the classroom, and that's where we did like the. Like a fucking, I think it was like Star Books or something like that, where it's like you could read a book like on your own and then essentially like take a quiz on about the book on the computer.
Yeah.
And then like if you got a certain amount of points, like it was like
fifth grade in particular, I remember having, I think there were two computers in the back of the class that we would use just for random stuff. And yeah, I think it was like, hey, you're like, you've been well behaved. Well, like Chad, I'm just making up a kid named Chad. Chad, like, hey, you get computer time. Like, go have fun playing math games or whatever. Was it Cool Math? Or was it CoolMath.com or some shit?
Shit.
Was that what it was? Cool Math sounds like it was a thing that I did back in the day. I'm just unearthing hella memories that we had.
It was something like that, because there were some really cool fucking games on that back in the day. Like, legit. Like, it sounds like a cheesy thing.
Cool Math.
You're unlocking some memories. Anyway, we got to get back to Flash games.
I mean, I exhausted. Oh, one that I'll throw out that I don't think is going to be on this list because I don't know if it was a great Flash game, but it was one that kept recurring. There was a Looney Tunes Bugs Bunny football Flash game.
Yo!
Yeah, where like
that one was so fun.
You would have to choose between running and passing, and like if you're running, you would have to like dodge all the guys.
It was like the most basic like football game ever, but that was a fun time.
That felt like early Flash game era of like, hey, we're Flash games are just now becoming a thing. Hey, let's make one with Bugs Bunny. But yeah, I think from there, I mean, we could go through them. I'm sure Foster's had a fun one. I'm sure Dexter's Lab definitely had some Flash games because I remember them.
I remember like a mech thing with Dexter's Lab, but again, I'm not sure if that was a Flash game or not.
Well, let's get into it. Again, this is thegamer.com, 13 old Cartoon Network games that ooze nostalgia. Starting off at number 13, Ed, Edd n Eddy Lunchroom Rumble, which is the food fight one I was talking about.
See, I don't remember this one, because when you said the food fighting one, for whatever reason, I was thinking that was in first person.
No. Yeah, this is like more of like a, I think you're like playing on a grid. Like it looks... I mean, obviously it's Flash, and so it looks cartoony, right? But yeah. I think it is like you're throwing upwards or throwing leftwards and trying to.
I think I might be mixing it up with like some Nickelodeon stuff, because now that I'm thinking about it, I might be mixing it up with like a Hey Arnold game or something like that.
As we move on to number 12, we got Powerpuff Girls All Monsters Attack, which is the one I was talking about. This is the Powerpuff Girls where you're playing in a Powerpuff Girl mech and you're fighting these giant monsters.
See, I don't remember. Like, I remember the mech from the show. I don't remember this game at all whatsoever.
No, but like, as I say this, there's another one. I forget what franchise it was, but there was a game that was like a almost like a Punch-Out style thing. It was like, it's like 2D, right? It's laid out like, I think you're in like a wrestling ring or something.
Yeah.
And it was rock, paper, scissors, where you would pick command and then the other, like your NPC shit. Would pick a command, and then you would both do that at the same time.
Yeah.
And you try to take them out. I forget what it was though, and I want to say it was Ed, Edd n Eddy, but it doesn't feel like it was Ed, Edd n Eddy.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
At number 11, we got Summer Resort.
Summer Resort, let's go!
Is this one of the ones you were talking about?
Yes, so for whatever reason, I think it was in the time of like cartoon like branding going on. Summer Resort was a puzzle game that involved talking to dozens of Cartoon Network characters to solve problems and puzzles. Even online, Cartoon Network was no stranger to crossovers from Cow and Chicken to Dexter. Summer Resort had many fan favorites roaming the islands. Yeah, this was the one where, yeah, all of the cartoons are having a nice little vacation and you're somebody who's like going around and helping out to make sure like certain events pop off. Summer Resort kicked ass. And I think Carl, like, back in the day would talk about Summer Resort all the time. Because I remember, like, for the longest time, I thought I had, like, made it up. And then I remember, like, Carl talking about it on some, like, old OK Beast thing. And I was like, oh, I didn't make it up. It's real.
Yeah, I gotta look it up, because I do not remember this. And I feel like I would have loved this as a kid.
Yeah. See, this is what, like, this is, like, one of the things that got me into, like, point-and-click adventures, like, things.
Interesting. All right, moving on to number 10. We got The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Harum Scarum.
That's
holy
what it was.
Shit.
This is like, this must
dude,
be top five.
Dude, and you could like customize like costumes, I'm pretty sure, and all this stuff. Oh my God.
I just want to.
This
I wanna,
one was so good.
I want to commend the like the visual quality of this one. Even just looking at the screenshot. But like, as I think back to it, I feel like this. Ooh. Okay, I'm going to finish this point. But like, I feel like looking at this screenshot, this looks really good for a Flash game.
Yeah.
I feel like if you looked up video of this, it'd probably hold up. But also, I remember having so much fun with it because it was just a beat-em-up, right? Where you're going through all these pumpkin monster guys.
God.
But like,
takes me back.
As I mentioned this, another one comes to mind. There was a Samurai Jack Flash game where you would go, it was like, it took place in a desert. I want to say it was called like Desert Storm or some shit.
Okay.
And you would like chop up enemies with a sword, and like the enemies would be like these little robot beetle guys.
Yeah.
And like, I remember having a lot of fun with that in a similar vein of it being a beat 'em up style game.
That's another one that I vaguely remember.
And I think that one had a pretty good art style too, because that one was more pixel art ish. I don't know if it was actual pixel art, but like it was leaning into that style a bit.
I like this. For Billy and Mandy's Jacked Up Halloween special, Harum Scarum was made. Most Flash games set the difficulty level to something kids could handle. Harum Scarum ignored that and cranked the difficulty to 10. Yeah.
Yep. Again, that's why you needed that site. Also, shout out to Billy and Mandy for being an excellent cartoon.
Excellent cartoon.
At number 9, we got Ed, Edd n Eddy to the Ed Stream. I vaguely remember this.
I vaguely remember this one as well.
This is a skateboarding one, right? Yeah. Where you're doing stunts on the ramp.
Yeah.
All right. At number 8, we got Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, A Friend in Need.
Yo!
I don't remember this one.
Oh my God. This one was like, I'll just read the description because it'll recount it better than I can just off of the top of my dome. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, A Friend in Need is similar to Hot Potato and Monkey in the Middle. You have to toss Blue back and forth between Coco and Eduardo and Will as Bratty Girl tries to abduct Blue. So it's the girl who wants to like adopt Blue, but if Mac doesn't come home in time or whatever, so they're like trying to like waste time, and like
that's
you have
fun.
Like the little time right here of like Mac slowly getting to Blue, so it's all about like keeping him away from the girl until Mac can get there.
That's
God
fun.
This takes
I wonder
back.
How many people who like worked on these Flash games have jobs in the games industry right now.
Dude, I hope they're out there, and I hope that they're kicking ass,
because a lot of these games are really creative, and a lot of these games it's like you have to have actual game design intuition to come up with some of these ideas, because that's really smart.
Yeah.
At number 7, We got Codename Kids Next Door Startup, which I want to say
this is the level I remember.
Yeah, I think this is the one I was talking about. Startup is a puzzle platformer with everything you could want from a Codename Kids Next Door game. All five main characters are playable, each with unique abilities and levels tailored to their strengths. It also has an array of bosses covering the show's most notorious antagonists.
Yeah, because there's the toilet paper man.
Yeah.
We got to hit up Mike. Mm-hmm. I know we've sent him already like dozens and dozens of stream ideas. We need to figure out how to get these Flash games, and we need to stream a bunch.
There's this thing called Flashpoint that was like this Flash game preservation project that like lets you run Flash, because Flash, of course, shut down. I think officially like 3 years ago at the end of 2020, like Flash ceased to exist, and so all these Flash games are just unplayable. But yeah, Flashpoint preserves that stuff, and then if you download that, you then have like a long list of Flash games that you can download and play.
Fuck.
And so we have a way to do it.
That should be a stream.
I would be so down. That sounds like a really fun time.
I'm going to write it down. I'm going to Slack it to myself.
Next up, number 6. We got Ed, Edd n Eddy, Clash of the Idiots. This is the one I was thinking of. This is the rock, paper, scissors one I was thinking of, where like you pick an attack, and then you and like the character you're fighting do like your attacks at the same time, and it's basically just rock, paper, scissors on who gets the hit, and you're trying to take down their health.
I don't know if I played this one a lot, but I do remember, like,
I don't think it was a fun one. What's your name? Necessarily.
Naz. Like, I remember this attack of her, like, having the weightlift and shit.
All right, we're down to top 5. It's funny
we haven't gotten to Teen Titans yet.
It's funny this is ranked, because I don't know what we're ranking. I don't know if we're ranking just based on how nostalgic they are or how good they are.
Yeah.
All right, at number 5, we got The Envelopes, Please. Which looks to be another crossover one, because in the screenshot here, one, it's like pixel art adjacent, and you have Johnny Bravo, you have Scooby-Doo, and then you have, what is this guy from? Is he from
IR Baboon, I believe, is I Am Weasel,
I Am
Cow
Weasel?
And Chicken kind of universe.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, cool.
I vaguely remember this one. I think this was like the one they made before they did the Summer Resort ones. I think this was like their first time like playing around with it. I do remember playing this one, and then like I do remember like enjoying it, like getting introduced to kind of point and click adventures. And it was around this time where I'm also finding like Grim Fandango and falling in love with that game and shit like that. So
this looks like something I'd play on a Game Boy.
Dude, like again, we need to do the stream, because like I would love for you to check out these point and click adventure games.
Yeah, this one looks really good. Like surprisingly so. At number 4, we got Ben 10 Battle Ready.
I was never a big Ben 10 guy, so like I think I might have played one or two of the Ben 10 games, but
yeah,
I know I'm in the minority on the Ben 10 hype, though.
I mean, I'm the exact same as you, where I wasn't really a Ben 10 kid, and like this was past my era. Also, I think at this point,
this was like when we were starting to phase out, where like I would still put on Cartoon Network to watch the shows that we already knew and love, but like, newer stuff I wasn't as into.
And like for Flash, I was still playing Flash games around this time, but I was on Newgrounds and other Flash websites.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't on CartoonNetwork.com playing Flash games.
Yep.
At number 3, we got Samurai Jack, Code of the Samurai. This isn't the Samurai Jack game I was talking about, but I think I do remember playing this one. Because this is more of a straight-up 2D action platformer style game.
Yeah, this one has slipped in my memory.
At number 2. We got Titans Battle Blitz. See,
number
I would have put
two.
This would have been my number 1.
Battle
which
Blitz
has me so curious.
So much ass, dude.
Teen Titans Battle Blitz was sick, because you'd play it and go, wow, like they have a fighting game here, and like you'd play as the different Titans, right? But then you realize that, I forget if it was a cheat code or if it was just like after you do one run through that you could play as the villains.
Yeah.
That was cool
I think
part.
You could easily like you had to do a thing and then you unlock the villains, and that was like
I was like, oh
God,
shit,
I
can actually
so
play these
guys. So much
guys.
Time into Battle Blitz, man.
And like, it was Street Fighter style stuff where you're putting in commands to do your special moves. And it's like, they really made a good Teen Titans fighting game. They made it a Flash game.
I know. What
good
an impressive Flash game.
And at number 1, we got Cartoon Network G-Tunes. Do you remember this?
Long before Pog was a Twitch emote, Pogs were a collectible cap game that ruled the 90s. Cartoon Network's G-Tunes was a digital take on the genre and had a well-received run. I don't remember this whatsoever.
A modern equivalent is Marvel Snap, is how they put it. I remember it, but I remember it going way over my head as a kid. This felt almost too advanced and too smart for me as a kid. I didn't get it, but I remember it being a thing.
Yeah, like the Marvel Snap being like the modern day equivalent. Like, this must have been like they really wanted to try something here and just like, hey, we've got this really cool idea, but like I wonder like how much of a disconnect there was of like a lot of us were dumb young kids. Yeah. Of like, did we really like connect with this? Because I'm sure it's a fucking rad game.
I wouldn't be surprised if like the older kids were into it. And it was just like, what, around this time, if this came out, let's say in 2003, I would have been in third grade. I wonder if you had sixth and seventh graders being super into GTA.
Yeah, a bit more like strategy nerdy shit. Like, Okay.
All right, there you have it. That's another list for you right here on the shit list. I'm giving this a thumbs up.
I'll thumbs up. Yeah.
I'm giving this a thumbs up. Yeah. Like, this is a fun ride through memory lane. I would love to like do my own research to be like, what other Flash games, like Cartoon Network Flash games, are out there? And also, should we just do the regular like non-Cartoon Network just Flash games of all time?
Because
I feel like that's a banger.
Dude, there's
list.
Some great Nickelodeon ones.
There's some great like I remember playing a Portal 2 Flash game, or not Portal 2. I think it was just Portal, a Portal Flash game that was basically just Portal but 2D.
Huh.
It was sick as hell. I remember playing this game called Super Smash Flash.
Okay.
Which was Super Smash Brothers with Pixel.
The next time it's just you and me, Bless, there's another list from The Gamer. 8 best Nickelodeon Flash games you might remember.
Okay. See, Nickelodeon Flash games were never my bag. I don't know if I ever played a Nickelodeon Flash game. I feel like Cartoon Network had the sauce in a way that Disney and Nickelodeon didn't when it came to the Flash
stuff. That's fair. And honestly, I'm looking at the list right now and it's not looking great. So.
Yeah. The one Disney Flash game I remember was Kim Possible. It was decently fun. But like outside of that, I think Cartoon Network just had that shit unlocked.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
something special.
What is your favorite Cartoon Network Flash game? Let us know in the comments below. Till next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Bear Courtney on the ones and twos. It's been our pleasure to serve you. As he runs back.